This is the Media in Ministry column. The title is The Spiritual Work of Trusting Our Bodies. It's an interview with Ellie Rocher, conducted by Aaron Strebus, who is on the staff of the Living Lutheran. When Ellie Rocher was 13 years old, she dreamed of becoming a gymnastic star. The night before a big meet, a tumbling accident sent her to the emergency room, a story she details in her book, The Embodied Path, telling the story of your body for healing and wholeness. After her fractured, dislocated elbow healed, Rocher learned that her doctor had almost been forced to amputate her arm. "This book isn't about what happened to my elbow," she writes. "This book is about the story I tell about what happened to my elbow and how that story has helped me live a more embodied life." Alongside her stories, Rocher highlights more than 20 body stories from people with varied backgrounds. She hopes the collection will enlighten readers' understanding of their neighbors and empower readers to claim their body stories. The Living Lutheran connected with the ELCA member and author to discuss her latest book. And we ask, "Who's your book for and what do you hope it will do?" And she replies, "The Embodied Path is for everybody. And I think it's going to resonate with people who work with bodies for their jobs, such as teachers and nurses. Everybody has a body, and the book is inviting people to be tender and compassionate with theirs, to explore all their bodies have been through and to honor their resilience, to notice the way their bodies have been policed and the ways they are privileged, to explore the ways we take our bodies for granted." One of the things the book's going to do is to help us think about how we can do community better so that all bodies feel a sense of safety and belonging. We're at a tipping point now when we understand trauma happens in the body. Where does the narrative play into that? Can there be narrative repair? We ask, "Tell us about your book's title. What is The Embodied Path?" "My body experience is that there are invitations all the time to live in my mind. The embodied path is carving out neural pathways to drop back down into the body. Three of my paths back home to my body have been my breath, movement, and writing. And that's why the book has breath practices, body breaks, and writing prompts. Inhabiting our bodies is part of our vocation." "So why did you write this book?" She says, "Since I was 13, I've been really conscious that I had two arms and I had a body. My injury introduced that to me. I felt in one moment how shifting my story about my elbow shifted my sense of freedom and agency. When I would preach or write about my experience and embodiment, people would ask me to do more of that. People also told me stories about their bodies, and my life got more complicated hearing about different bodies. I have so much body privilege, and I want to listen to people who've had different body experiences in society." We asked, "You share vulnerable stories of your body in this book and elevate the stories of others with bodies and backgrounds different from yours. Why are body stories so important?" She says, "The personal stories I shared in this book were stories that I was ready to attach words to. Writing about my miscarriages brought a lot of emotional healing. Miscarriage is very common, and you'd never know it because the church doesn't have a liturgy around it. And this is a grief that's highly invisible. The shame falls away by naming it. As I was telling my story, I wanted to listen to others' stories. I wanted a diversity of bodies telling stories that the readers could connect in somewhere. We need to intentionally put ourselves in the path of other bodies who are different from ours. We live in a society that pressures us to be very cruel to our bodies and to each other's bodies. When you speak our truth, our stories build empathy and connection. And by naming and claiming what our bodies have been through, that's going to activate us to be members of churches and society." We ask finally, "What can the church glean from this book?" "I'm hoping that for this book to be a tool, a place to start. I've created a faith guide that's a supplement, including 7 Bible stories that go with 7 chapters of the book. We have this history in the church of being deeply disembodied. Trusting the wisdom of our bodies is spiritual work. We can speak our truth. Our stories work to build empathy and connection. God took on a body in Jesus, and God knows what it's like to be embodied and to experience body limitations. Jesus' ministry was about restoring bodies, and I hope readers turn toward their body with curiosity and reverence and know that it's something very good and powerful and extremely resilient.